Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisbois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. At the bar, Barney mopes.
Hey there, Barney, old pal. How's the happy bachelor, huh?
Archie sits and pats his back.
Come on, look at this guy's watching you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know, but close down the water voice, will you? What's the matter with you? You used to be a regular blue beard of happiness.
I can't help it, Arch. I miss my wife.
You miss Blanche? Why?
Because I love her, and she left me for an exterminator.
She's off there doing her own thing.
I don't care about that. I still miss her.
Oh, well, now, Barney, if you ain't got no pride left, then all you gotta do is wait until she gets tired of the exterminator, and she'll come back.
Yeah, that's what you said when she left. And all that came back were the cockroaches.
Listen, what you gotta do is you get your mind off the whole thing, see? Hey, you know what's good for that is hard work. I mean work with your hands. You ought to go home and clean your cellar.
I already done that.
But what about cleaning mine?
Very
I'm
funny.
Only trying to help you there.
Harry joins them.
Oh, yeah, show him that. That'll make him feel good. Go ahead.
Hey, Barney, look at the picture of us we're going to hang up behind a bar. Hey, you remember the fishing trip we took out of Sheepshead Bay?
Yeah.
Huh?
You remember when Hank Pimnick got seasick?
Yeah. I remember he spent half the trip hanging over the rail of the boat.
And you remember some guy come up to us three and he says, hey, fellas, I think your buddy's got a weak stomach.
You remember
what you said to him?
No.
You said to him, what do you mean, weak stomach? I bet you on the next heave, he hits Coney Island. You hit the jackpot. You caught the biggest flounder I ever seen.
Hey, that was a whopper, boy. Yeah.
I remember when I brought it home. Yeah. Blanche took one look at it and she said, hey, it looks like Spiro Agnew.
Barney's smile fades.
Barney's crying again here.
Give me back my picture.
What are you going to do?
Oh, Arch, I can still see her standing there at the sink, cleaning that fish. With the guts in her hand.
Barney, being sentimental ain't gonna do you no good.
I gotta go.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. Yeah, go on home. You know, Barney, there's no place like home.
That's right, Arch. But right now, I gotta go to the can.
Archie turns to his only customers.
Don't be looking at people, you guys. Drink a beer. Harry, what the hell are we going to do with him?
He's beginning to get me down.
Will you tell me what he ever seen in Blanche?
Well, Blanche is a kind of a good-looking woman.
Ah, get out. You only seen her at them affairs we'd have at the lodge. When she'd be in makeup and all dialed up to beat the band. You should have seen her as I see her. Many's the fine morning when she come out to get the milk, you know? Good. An old bear truck. You wouldn't throw that thing over a horse.
A blonde woman enters.
Hi, Art.
Oh, hi there, Boom Boom.
Hi, Boom Boom. How's your kid?
Hey, it really looks slow. Are you sure you want me to wipe tonight?
Oh, sure. It'll pick up later on.
Okay.
So, what's new, huh?
Oh, New York is always full of surprises. On the way here, on the subway, some guy took off all his clothes.
No kidding. What'd they do to him?
Oh, they didn't know what to do. So the conductor turned off the lights.
She steps away.
New York, New York.
Hey, that Boom Boom.
Yeah, cute, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Arch, there's a way to make Barney forget Blanche.
Harry points to Boom Boom, whose ample cleavage is revealed when she removes her sweater.
I'll have a word with her.
Archie steps out from behind the bar.
Hey, Boom, there. You don't mind me getting familiar.
No, it's okay.
You know what I was just thinking? Huh? We all work so hard around here that you and me, we never get a chance to sit down and have any, what do you call, personal chit-chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that, huh?
Okay, yeah.
Sit down.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping that you'd be free. What I mean to say, are you still seeing Charlie?
No, Charlie had to go to jail.
Then you ain't got no boyfriend.
Well, there's this Chinese guy, Lee. He's a cook down at the Taiwan Gardens. But they only let him out of the kitchen twice a month.
Oh. Well, seeing as how you're kind of on the loose, Bum Bum, how'd you like to have a little fun and do a good turn for a real poor slob?
Archie, you're a married man.
I was talking about Barney Hefner.
He's married, too.
But he's separated, see? His wife run away with a guy that kills roaches.
Is there money in that?
Oh, yeah, roaches are very big in New York.
Still moping, Barney returns to his table.
Oh, there he is now. Go over and kind of be nice to him, huh?
He's still a married man, and I got scruples.
Well, I tell you, see, Barney's an ex-GI, and I think he got shots against all of that. So go chill.
Archie returns to the bar.
Hi, Barney.
Hiya, Boom Boom.
Oh, Barney. Is something bugging you?
Barney tears up. And Archie and Harry share a look. At the Bunker's house... Edith runs from the kitchen and puts the chain on the door before opening it.
Edith?
Blanche Hefner! Oh, come in!
With a wide grin, the elegant woman enters.
Blanche! Ooh, you look wonderful!
Why shouldn't I? I feel wonderful!
Oh, Oh, what's the matter? Where have you been?
Atlantic City. He left me there.
Who?
Calvin.
Oh, the exterminator.
We had an argument this morning, and you know what he said to me?
No, what?
Bug off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want a drink?
I'd love it.
Tea or coffee?
Whiskey.
Oh, yeah, I think Archie has a bottle out here.
Edith pulls Blanche to the kitchen.
I'm not sure it's whiskey. They both look the same to me.
It doesn't matter.
Do you want it warm or cold?
Like it is.
Here you are.
She drinks it in a single gulp, then puts a hand to her chest. Edith dabs Blanche's chin with a tea towel. Then Blanche wipes her mouth with it.
Oh, Edith.
Blanche, do you mind if I ask you something?
What?
Why did you leave Barney?
You know, Edith, some men forget their wives when they're separated. Barney forgot me while he was still living with me. He didn't need me.
But Blanche, Barney misses you.
Oh, yeah?
Sure.
When did he start missing me?
Oh, right away. He told me that he found your note on the pillow the Wednesday that you left. And Archie says he's been down at the bar every night since you left.
That's where he was every night before I left. When Calvin came over to fumigate the house, I... Oh, Edith, if you'd seen him standing there in his forest green uniform, looking so young with all his equipment. A bright red ladybug embroidered on his pocket. You'd have done the same thing.
Oh, no. I would have used Black Flag. Blanche, why don't you make up with Barney and move back across the street?
Blanche pouts and nods to herself.
Think he'd take me back?
Oh, sure. Why don't you go down to the bar right now and find out?
Oh, I couldn't face him. What would I say?
Oh, I know one thing you could say.
What?
I'm sorry.
Blanche considers. As the jukebox plays at the bar, Barney dances with Boom Boom. He shuts his eyes and grins as they sway cheek to cheek. Archie and Harry look on.
See, it's working. She's cheering them up.
Yeah. But they hadn't ought to be dancing. We ain't got a license for that. Maybe I ought to go turn off the music.
No, no. With no music, it looked like they're doing something else we ain't got a license for.
Barney and Boom Boom dance across the bar. He spins her, and she kicks a leg out when he dips her.
When I was a kid and I was running around the dances there, I was a star at that, you know? Yeah, they used to call me the Big Dipper. Star. Big Dipper. Get it?
No.
Nothing gets through.
Boy, I haven't had this much fun in a long time.
Yeah, me too.
Barney holds her close.
Hey, Boom Boom. Listen, later on when you get through, I mean, do you suppose it's possible that we could go to some quiet little place and just talk, huh?
Barney, I'm not that kind.
Oh, no, no, I mean just to talk. No monkey business.
Oh. Well, okay. My place or yours?
Oh, yours. Mine is cockroaches.
Blanche and Edith walk in.
That's Barney and a girl.
Oh, no, no, you stay here, Blanche. He's just dancing. Oh, I never knew Barney was such a good dancer.
Neither did I. Every time I asked him to dance, he said he had a headache.
Hi, Edith. Hi, Blanche.
Barney dances past them, then freezes.
Can I just say hi to a Blanche?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
He turns back to them.
Hiya, Blanche.
How come you're alone, Blanche? Where's your pal, Cockroach Cow?
Yeah.
I think I better go, Edith.
Oh, no, Blanche. You stay here. Blanche, this is Mildred Turner. Mildred, this is Blanche Hefner, Barney's wife.
Ex-nay.
Archie. Oh, I gotta get out of here.
Stick around. This thing is still up in the air.
Relax where?
In the can.
Boom Boom rushes off.
Now, come on, let's all go down here and sit down and talk it all over nice and quietly. You too, Archie.
Oh, no, not me.
How can he talk anything over quietly with his big mouth?
Edith, what are you doing over there, huh? Why are you trying to get my best pal back together with this here woman who broke the Ten Commandments?
Edith frets.
Don't give me no faces. Open your Bible. What do you see in there? You see in there that a wife should cleave unto her husband. And this woman here, where's this you went again?
Atlantic City.
She took her cleavage to Atlantic City.
Okay, Barney, you sit down here. And Blanche, you sit down here. And I'll... Let's see. Boy, girl, boy, girl. We need another boy, Archie.
You need another boy? The one that you call Cal from this here.
He imitates a cockroach.
Yeah, he ought to be in on this. With all his tools and his Persian gases.
Archie, please.
Edith, you are a Budinsky. You shouldn't be here in the first place. Where's little Hoses?
Stephanie?
Whatever.
She's sleeping over with the O'Brien kids.
The O'Briens? That family is Catholic. They'd be dragging her off to the church.
Yeah, I think that's what they're gonna do tomorrow.
Do you want her to come home full up of muscatel and wafers? Myself,
Archie, wait a minute. Now listen to me. Blanche and Barney want to make up, and we gotta help them.
Now you listen to me, Edith. We're supposed to live by rules in this world. Rules, 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 rules. I don't mean that we gotta be Germans, you know? But then we don't want to be Puerto Ricans, neither. Now, Blanche broke the rules. She's got to pay for that. Case closed.
Archie, that man is staring at you.
A customer in dark glasses.
No, he's only the blind guy.
When Archie wraps a mug against the bar, his customer does the same. Huh? Archie shrugs at the Hefner's table.
How's the dog?
I guess he misses you. He cries a lot.
How are the fish?
Fish missed you, too, until they died.
Did you change the water?
Every week like clockwork.
Did you keep the temperature even?
78 on the nose.
Did you feed him?
He snaps his fingers.
Oh, no.
Archie, everybody breaks rules.
No,
it's only human.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is. You break rules and you're human.
No, I ain't.
Archie, who are you to cast the first stone? You went up to that woman's apartment at 11364 67th Street.
Now, listen. That wasn't my fault. That woman temptated me up there. You know she was a wanton woman.
Would it surprise you if I told you that I broke a rule?
For who?
F.W. Woolworth.
Who?
The 5 and 10 cent store.
Oh, gee.
When I was 6 years old, I stole an O. Henry bar from their candy counter.
Oh, have mercy, Lord. The woman plundered a nickel's worth.
But when I was a little older, I went back to the store to pay him back.
Geez, I bet they was glad to get that nickel so they could balance their books after all them years.
I had to pay him a dime. The price had gone up.
Did you notice, Lord, that I've been living here for years with a regular Ma Barker?
Meanwhile, Barney taps the table with his back to Blanche.
By the way, how are you?
Lonely?
Yeah, I could see.
Barney slowly turns to her.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Blanche. You ain't been so lonely.
I got lonely this morning.
Now, level with me, Blanche. Are you through with him?
It's all over, Barney. From now on, I'm gonna use Black Flag.
Barney smiles and leans closer.
Blanche, you're beautiful.
You haven't said that to me for 12 years.
Yeah, well, you know how I am. I don't like to repeat myself.
They share a tender kiss. Then Barney rests his head on her shoulder.
Ain't they a lovely couple?
Yeah, Popeye and Olive Oil.
I think you're beautiful too, Barney.
Blanche kisses his forehead.
Let's go home, Blanche. I'll buy you some new fish.
Edith, we're going home. And I owe it all to you.
Oh. Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs.
Edith covers her mouth as the Hefners hurry out the door.
You'll have to butt in, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I learned something out of this whole situation here.
What?
Well, you know, if ever some young guy should get the hots for you.
Oh, don't
I know it ain't likely. I'm just saying. Yeah. And if you and him should decide to limb out to Atlantic City.
Oh, I would never do that.
Let me finish. If a thing like that should happen, I would be very glad if I had a friend like you.
Oh, Archie. You won't never need a friend like me, because you'll always have me.
The customer in dark glasses applauds.
See, he hears everything.
Thank you.
Another customer starts the jukebox, and Edith dances with Archie.
We're breaking the law, Edith, but the hell with it.
Oh, Archie, you're a wonderful dancer.
Yeah, I know. You know, they used to call me the Big Dipper. Years ago, because I was always doing this here.
He dances back, and Edith kicks her leg. They happily dance around the bar. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Milt Josephsberg and Phil Sharp. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants, Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer, Bridget Jensen-Drake. Executive producer, Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Estelle Parsons, Blanche. Alan Melvin, Barney. Copyright 1978, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.